Refocusing our food system. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Well, hopefully we are getting past the issue of seeing empty grocery shelves many of us experienced in the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. This week at the White House, the Agriculture Secretary told reporters there's no shortage of food in this country. It's just taking the food system a little time to adjust to the new demand situation. Gary Crawford has more.
Yes, in some grocery stores in some cities, there are slim pickings for some products, particularly meats.
But that does not mean that we don't have enough food in this country to feed the American people.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue at the White House Wednesday telling reporters even with some meat processing plants slowing or temporarily stopping operations, there's still plenty of production. But of course, the ultimate destination for that food has changed suddenly.
From restaurant and institutional settings to retail settings.
Which require, among other things, different sizes and types of packaging and labeling. And Perdue says it's not as easy as you might think to totally revamp things. He compared it to an accident on a highway.
When it's flowing along well, and you have a crash at one place, it backs up, and that's what's happened in the food supply chain, but we're working through that.
By changing lanes, taking detours, resetting the GPS, and delivering the food to stores, that may take a little extra time, he says, but
we have plenty of food for all of our citizens.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Well, there's no doubt our safe and abundant food supply is an important part of our national security. And President Trump and Secretary Perdue went on to thank those involved in our nation's food security.
These dedicated workers include, obviously, farmers and producers, but also processors, truckers, and grocery store workers, as you know. America's depending on the food we need to feed our families, and you're the ones who are making that happen. Thank you.
And our thanks to all those involved in Tennessee for working to keep our food supply chain strong. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.